Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is CJ Martison. You're listening to the Angel Connection on Friday, January 13th, 2012. I want to welcome you all to this edition of my show entitled Let Your Light Shine. I didn't realize it till today, but it's Friday the 13th. But I don't think that's a bad omen. And I'm having a great day so far, so I'm so happy to share that happiness with each of you tonight. As I do every week, I'm going to start by sharing a short inspiring story, this week's angel message from the Seraphim, and we'll cover the topic of how we shine our light in the world. And then, I'll go to the phones to talk to some wonderful people. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. I try to get everybody in, but due to the number of callers, I want to apologize in advance if I can't get to everyone. And so I talk about this every week, that I enjoy going on the net to try to find these inspiring stories. And it really tunes me into, I think, the kindness of other people. And so I have a couple shows to share with you this evening. Excuse me. One of them is about a boy named Tyler. Well, he's not much. He's kind of an older boy. He's 24 years old. And this is coming out of Oklahoma City at the end of last year. There was a gentleman who was changing a tire, so he'd had a flat on the side of the road. And so this 24-year-old named Tyler, he stops and helps him change the tire. And unfortunately, without warning, an inattentive driver plows into the car. And it was going to strike the owner of the car who'd been changing the flat. Tyler immediately pushes him out of the way, and he ends up getting crushed, basically, against the car, between this car that hit him and the other. And so he became what the gentleman driving the car with the flat said, you know, his guardian angel that day. But due to his Good Samaritan act, he actually is ended up losing his leg. So here's a 24-year-old that's lost his leg. And the other thing I want to mention is if you're on the side of the road, it can be a dangerous place. So everybody be real careful, you know, if you have a flat or if you're helping somebody. So he lost his leg. And when they were talking to him, he was still in just wonderful spirits. And I thought it was just an incredible story. And I'm going to post a link to this story because come to find out, as I was looking at another story, he didn't have health insurance, and the medical bills are over $700,000. So there's a donation. They're trying to take up a fund for him. So I'll post that to the Angel Connection show page on Facebook. There was another little story I wanted to share. This was around Christmas time. Gal takes her child to Best Buy to buy some Christmas gifts and hands the little girl, you know, $200 and they're picking stuff out. And when they go to check out, these $200 bills are missing. The child dropped them somewhere. And so, you know, I've parented four children, so you're probably, you know, the mom's probably going, oh my God, you lost this $200. Couldn't believe it. Well, believe it or not, a man named Jeremy Houston finds the money, turns it into customer service, and the little girl gets the $200 cash back. How cool is that? So, you know, it's interesting that, you know, when we look at the media, you know, everything's so negative all the time out there. And I just think here in everyday life, there are just tons of good Samaritans, people who do the right thing. And so I think that's incredible. That's why I share it with you each week. So what I'm going to do now is to share the angel message from the Seraphim for this week. Dear ones, stretch yourself this week, O children of the earth. Move into your direct alignment with your greater purpose. Stop for a moment, pausing to feel your spirit as it occupies your body. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, though many mistakenly believe it is the other way around. Your fears come from your belief that you are inadequate and will ultimately fail in life, but this is the greatest illusion in your world. Yet you are actually a divine spiritual being with the infinite ability to create and manifest. You are powerful beyond measure, and if that is ultimately true, then there's nothing you could possibly do to be unsuccessful. There is no failure, only learning experiences as you flow through your life. So this year, allow these illusions to crumble all around you into nothingness. There is chaos in the world, which is natural when a dramatic and pivotal change begins to occur in any living system. And the human landscape has been shifting rapidly for many years to arrive where you are at right now. For a while now, we know that many of you have seen it, felt it, and expressed it to others that you care about. At this very moment, if you look around you in silence, you may see that everything seems somehow different, maybe a quality so subtle that you can't quite put your finger on it. Your light has already had a powerful effect on this awakening and changing process in the world. You must believe in the whole you now, spirit, mind, and body. You're better than you think you are and more capable than you can imagine. You have people who love you, angels that guide you, and an inner strength like no other. Do not be afraid of the unknown or you will end up on your journey. Learn to just be. Learn to see your greatness reflected in the eyes of other people. In addition to all these things we wish to share with you this week, don't forget to breathe more deeply, laugh more often, and take care of you. Until next week, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow, I like that. I always like those messages, but that's so profound. You know, there's so many sayings out there that I think essentially reflect our power, our spiritual light in the world. And so, you know, as we're going through our life, we share that with other people. And we do have a profound effect on people around us. So before we begin, I'd like to share a quote that I think captures the essential elements of our topic tonight and the Seraphim message this week. It's one of my favorites from Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Is it our light? It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and famous? Well, actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that people won't feel insecure around you. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in all of us. And when we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. This is such a powerful quote, I think. And I often wonder, why are we so afraid of who we truly are? Why do we shrink away from the full presence of our authentic selves? All things have a vibrational or energetic field that affects the people in the world around us. When I'm talking to clients, I try to help people see that you can simply be in the presence of another person, and we are not like autonomous islands. You know, our energy stretches all across the world, whatever we're putting into it, whatever we're creating. But there are some basic things, I think, that affect how much of our spiritual light shines. And just as in the Seraphim message, you know, to embrace those possibilities, to see ourselves as that in the world. The things that really affect it, of course, very basic one, are fears. A fear causes our body to get tense, contract, or dim our light. But if we exist in love and gratitude, it expands and filters into and changes the world around us. And I'm all about shining my light. And so there are lots of ways that we can kind of move into this space of seeing our true selves, raising our vibration, shining our light even more. So there's some things I'd like to share with you that could help you do that. The first one is to love more. Place your hands on your heart and just really love yourself, or give yourself a hug. Maybe name 10 things you love about yourself. Tell your friends and family you love them, both through your words and action. If you have a pet, hold them, pet them, and enjoy them. With your wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, or any old friend, spend time embracing them. So I like that because It's about looking at the world through love, right? Which, when we get into our daily experiences, we kind of get away from that. The next idea is about appreciation. Have more appreciation. Thank yourself for being exactly who you are. Write out a page-long list of things that you're grateful for. And that touches on gratitude, which I'm always kind of harping on. It's about moving or setting your intention for gratitude, which is very helpful to me. Feel appreciation for life exactly as it is now. Thank the universe for supporting you and all that you do. Feel grateful for having the opportunity to create what you want. Feel appreciation toward everything that you desire. So just beginning the day in appreciation, moving in the space of love, those two things. Another one is to do more of what you enjoy. How long has it been since you went and did your favorite activity away from work or the demands of family? Treat yourself to something special. Or do something you've always wanted to do this year. Maybe you never got to do it. There's never time, or you keep making excuses for that. Perform a random act of kindness to a complete stranger. And, you know, sometimes just an act of kindness is a nice smile. So smiling is good, even though it's further down on the list. Take time for meditation. Spend some time meditating in silence. And find that peaceful stillness within you. Because we're all after more inner peace, and sometimes we just have to be still in order to get that. And I've experienced that myself. If you go, 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 there's never a moment to really feel that peace inside. Here's one, of course, it's on my top 10, breathe deeply. I'm always having to remind myself to breathe. Or following your breath, noticing your breath going in and out of your body. Breathing deeply will make it very hard to get anxious or stressed. And I know through breathing techniques, things that I've learned, that I've taught other people, that also expands our energy. It opens it up. Another suggestion for raising and shining your light, center yourself. Feel present in this moment. Feel the insides of your body. Focus yourself into the now without resisting the mind in any way. And just notice what's being registered by all five senses. Another good suggestion goes along with the others. Spend some time in silence. Take a walk. Go barefoot in nature. Just spend some quality time with yourself. How much time do we really get this quality time with ourselves? I don't know. I don't get a whole lot to myself either. And here, of course, is the next one, which is to smile. Smile radiantly, genuinely, joyfully. Feel the smile overflowing and flooding your whole body. Put a smile inside your heart. The next suggestion is say yes to what is. Look around the room and allow everything just to be as it is. Look at your life now, and just for now, accept things the way they are. Everything's good. It's all good. Say yes to yourself while you observe various aspects of your life. Yes, yes. Accept yourself and others. Listen to good music is another suggestion. Put on some good music. Exercising, which we all know the benefits of exercising, but that gets your energy moving. And I like these next two, dance and sing. Well, if you're like me, you know, I had a really hard time ever singing in front of people, even though people tell me my voice is okay. But you can just shut the door, go off by yourself, and belt out a tune. I've had days where that made me feel like I was flying high for the whole day, so... And I love to dance. Everybody knows me. So let's go out and dance. I invite everybody to come with me because I really like to get on the dance floor. The next suggestion of just a couple more here. Choose to heal yourself or others. Allow your body's natural intelligence to work its magic. Encourage the desired healing to take place. support the feelings of wellness and well-being, which I really like that. We're always afraid we're going to get sick. Maybe we're not taking very good care of ourselves, but I wouldn't have necessarily thought myself to support the feelings of wellness and well-being. So I really like that suggestion here. And the final one is just intend to raise your vibration. Just have that intention, a very simple set intention to become happier, more free, in higher vibration, more in alignment with your authentic self. Because sometimes we forget that intention really is, conscious intention is one of the most powerful tools that we have. So there's all kinds of ways that, you know, you can take care of yourself, expand your possibilities in life, become empowered to speak your truth, to share your truth with other people. And I know for, you know, all the shifting and changing that's going on in the world, as we set our conscious intentions to move forward in our life, to have something new, to become better. When we're already doing that, which I think that the angel message this week makes us realize that through being who we are, by sharing our hearts, all those little things that we may feel are insignificant contribute in countless ways to not only making our lives better or other people's lives better, but in changing the world, in changing the world. So I hope for everyone that this year for you is more conscious, more expansive, happier, you get more joy, you receive love more deeply. And I could probably keep going on and on, because I think everybody is worth having a life that is connected. And so when I talk about energy, when I talk about all these things, it's about our interconnectedness. It's that web of life that we're all the same. We all have a divine self. We're all existing in this space together. And that always makes me feel better, because I know I'm not alone. Of course, I've got angels all around me, so I know I'm really not alone. But we all have angels. We're never alone. And as the seraphim said, we're powerful beyond measure. So this week, think about your light and think about how you can be more of who you are in the world and how you can shine your light. Okay. So this is a wonderful topic. And that list came, I did not originate that list, so I'll post that to the show page as well. So I'm going to go ahead and open up for a caller. Melanie, you're on the Angel Connection.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing, dear?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a curiosity question. I'd love to know the angel's input on this.
Mm-hmm.
I have been having, not always, it's only been for a period of time, this experience of if I show appreciation or gratitude for something, either it goes away or something negative happens with it, or if I make, obviously, plans, those are just fruitless anymore. And so I'm a person that, by nature of great gratitude. I love saying thank you for this and thank you for that. But I have to be very careful, particularly what I verbalize out loud. It's almost like I put it out there and something takes it and flips it in the other direction. And I'm curious what's going on. Could be an aspect of me, you know, sabotage, who knows what. But if I could focus on what it was, maybe I could heal that or clear it so that this didn't keep going on. It's not very much fun.
Well, you know, what immediately comes to mind for you, Melanie, and I think this is a great question for all the listeners too, so thank you for calling. You know, as our vibration raises, and this occurred in my life as well, what you're describing, okay, when you start getting to a certain level of self-awareness, and like you're pushing those really high vibrations of gratitude all the time, what we can enter sometimes is sort of a phase where that polarity. You know how you said you feel like you put the intention out there and then it flips around?
Yes.
Okay. What you're seeing is the difference or the polarity or the extremes, because as human beings we deal with both extremes, right?
Right.
And so for a while, so that what happens is when we are really existing in that higher vibration, it's almost like we feel like that rubber band kind of snaps back and strikes us on the forehead.
Yeah,
does that make sense? So, and what I say about this, because I've dealt with that, and what the angels say too, is continue to believe in yourself that that's how you choose to navigate in your world. And once you kind of get out of this phase in a short period of time, now that you know what it is, I think it will minimize just by knowing. And just to keep having faith in you, because we don't want to hold back when we're sharing that gratitude. We don't want to feel like we have to be careful what we say. But we do need to understand that when we're an authentic self, it is one energy, right? But as our human selves, there are polar opposite energies. And I think part of our growth is we begin to kind of be more bounced around by polarity, but it's a temporary condition. It's a temporary thing. So you're right where you're supposed to be. And, you know, there are maybe just some very minor little things that can come up that can kind of sabotage that. But when you see it flip around, don't attach to it. You know, don't go, oh, gosh, here we go again. Right, see, because you're kind of, that's getting you caught in the polarity rather than, you know, being in the world and observing polarity, which is actually two different things.
Right.
So you just want to observe it. You want to, you know, I was talking in my list, you know, to say yes to what's going on, right? So
yes.
In this case, don't grasp, don't hold on, don't get into that thinking of, oh gosh, here we go again, or what am I doing wrong? Just know that that's sort of part of your process and part of your learning. And it will start to minimize and you'll kind of pull out of that. But you're going to have some periodic shifts, especially with the way everybody's accelerating, where the polarity becomes a little bit more of an issue for a little bit. So you're really far on your path. You're doing great. And you just, you know, those are just things that I think I might write a book about because they are common to a lot of people, and I've experienced those as well.
Well, bless your heart, because no one else has been able to explain it. I thought, surely I'm just doing something wrong here, and I'm stuck in this backwards land. So thank you so much for saying it will pass. And now, did you also continue to go ahead and give the gratitude anyway? Like, I focus on things that can't be changed, so that just in case it happens, I'm still giving gratitude, but you can't undo what I said thank you for because it's already over with.
And so what was your question?
Well, did you have anything that helped you cope with it, or did you continue to go ahead and give your gratitude anyway? Because we have to do that to find out that it's not still backwards, right?
Right. You can't moderate. What's difficult or challenging not to do is to moderate our behavior based on what we think we're seeing as a response of what we're putting out there, rather than just believing in what we're, you know, the gratitude and expressing it. So you don't want to moderate the gratitude, but you want to be able to accept things flipping around, or, you know, just to, and it is about acceptance. It really is, because we can certainly raise our vibration. We can bring more of our spirit into our body. And so, you know, but we're not going to get out of polarity because we're human. So we kind of have to accept that that's part of the world and not be attached to it.
All right. Thank you so much, Ron. I really appreciate it. Blessings.
Thanks for calling. What a perfect question for this evening. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Hello, Sharon. You're on the Angel Connection with CJ.
Oh, good evening, CJ. I'm so glad to finally got on your show.
Well, thanks for being patient.
Oh, well, it's been very enjoyable. I would like to have an angel reading.
Okay, so you would like to know about your angels?
Yes.
Okay. What I see are actually several angels around you. Okay. One is like your guardian angel, so I do see that. And they typically don't, for whatever reason, and I guess I should ask the angels about this, why do guardian angels not typically have names? But I think it's just what their purpose is, right, as a guardian. The other two angels that you have, you've also had for a really long time. One calls herself like Chiara. It's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
And she really helps with, I think, the softer or more gentle energies that you express. And so she kind of helps you. It's kind of that feminine side. And then you have another angel by the name of Gabriel.
Yes, he's been with me a while.
What'd you say?
Yes, I'm very much aware that he's been with me for a while.
And what a powerful presence, you know, and so much comes from that connection too, inspiration and all kinds of intuition. And I think your intuition is going to open up really a lot more this year than it already has, so I'm excited for you.
Well, good. I'm open to that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for listening to the show, Sharon, and calling this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much, DJ.
Take care.
Thank you.
It looks like we have time for another caller. Hello, Marcia. This is CJ. You're on the Angel Connection.
Hey, CJ.
Hello.
I'm interested in getting an angel reading and knowing how many angels I have around me and their names.
Okay. Well, you have such a, I love your energy. It's so bubbly. Here I am kind of winding down for the evening, and here you come. I love
it. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's good. It's a good thing. It keeps me on my toes like the angels do. Well, dear, you have, you have like four or five angels.
Oh.
And you have a couple of them that are more primary than the others.
Mm-hmm.
The first name that I get is Aurelia.
Okay.
And then the other is, she says call her Sharon.
Okay.
Then you have a couple of other angels and that kind of come and go, because you have kind of a good team that comes in at different times and helps, you know, works with you or supports you when you need them.
Okay.
But I also would like to acknowledge another person that is with you. I see an older woman who has passed in your family.
Okay.
And
that should be my mom.
I believe so. She just wanted me to say hello.
Uh-huh.
And let you know that, you know, she's with you and she's not stuck. You know, she can kind of go visit the family.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
And but she really likes to be with you. You have such a powerful connection.
Oh, thank you.
And from time to time she leaves things around, so you might watch for things like that, because she does try to get your attention from time to time.
Okay. I'll do that.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. It's very interesting. I learn a lot from you, and I appreciate everything you do.
Oh, well, that makes me happy. Have a good evening,
Thank
Sadie.
You. You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Wow, the show went by fast this evening, as it usually does. That's all the time we have, and I had a lot of fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in to next week's show. I have a guest. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the coming week.